Interview with Deborah Fry. Deborah Fry is a translator, editor, and language consultant. She also gives talks, seminars, and workshops for translators. For this edition of the newsletter, I am going to be asking Deborah a few questions about translation. So let's start out with the first question. Deborah, tell us two things about yourself that were decisive in your career and you consider to be important for your work as a translator and also as a language consultant.
Hello, thank you for inviting me. I've been very lucky to do several different jobs in the language industry. Among other things, I built and ran an in-house translation department, and I co-owned a translation company, and I'm now a freelance translator and consultant. I've also worked with a number of national and international associations, and I have a mix of non-translation and translation qualifications and experience. And I think this is important because being able to see the big picture and to draw on other people's experiences and viewpoints has been incredibly helpful. It allows me to understand both my clients' businesses and my own. Translation by itself isn't enough, and especially nowadays. The other really vital things, I think, are flexibility and a focus on the future. Our jobs are evolving all the time. The pace of change today is breathtaking, and it's going to get worse or better. This applies to technology, to what we translate and how we translate it, and to business and society as a whole. We need to be able to keep up with and shape these developments rather than being overwhelmed by them. And at the same time, we must accept that many details aren't yet clear, so we're working with uncertainty. This means that we have to put ourselves in a position to seize opportunities as they arise and to track developments. And we also need to work hard on our skills, but still have confidence in our abilities. And all this is quite a slog, but it's also great fun.
Thank you. That point about having the big picture always in mind is very good. This is the second question I have for you. Demand for editing and revising of all types of English texts is on the rise. What three essential skills do you believe a translator needs to be good at this type of work?
Clarity, sensitivity, and an ear for language. And clarity means clarity of thought and language, and a clear idea of the scope of the work and how it fits any bigger picture. Sensitivity is being aware of nuance and of your clients' mindsets and goals, needs and constraints, along with those of the target audience or audiences. And an ear for language means a keen sense of style and a feel for register, flow, and rhythm. That's three things already. But I think you also need precision, of course. You have to be careful not to change the meaning or tone unless it's warranted. You have to check statements and quotes and other things like that where necessary. And you have to get all the formal issues right. So you've got at least four skills in total, but they're all vital in my opinion.
Thank you. Here comes question number three. You often hear that to write well and translate well, you need to read a lot. What do you read regularly? Books, newspapers, magazines?
All of the above. But I'd say that reading certainly helps, but it isn't enough, especially in a digital age. And if you're living outside your target area, your target language area, you need to keep yourself immersed. Language is a living thing that changes over time. You have to keep up with new words and phrases as they emerge, but also with new ideas and mindsets. And you have to look at how issues are seen in both the source and the target cultures. They're not always the same. If you confine yourself just to reading, there's a danger of developing tunnel vision. And I try to combat this by listening, for example, to both German and English news programs, meeting up with Anglos and Germans of different ages, professions, and nationalities, and watching new English language films in the cinema. I also use the quality news outlets in Germany and on both sides of the pond constantly. But having said that, I still read all the time, both different types of fiction and professional literature. And I use book reviews and recommendations to spot new ideas.
This is question number 4. Sharing knowledge and how to learn skills is not a matter of course in our industry. I am very thankful to Deborah for being constructive and open to helping other translators. Who did you learn the most from, and where did you learn the most useful things for your work as a translator?
Very many people is the first statement. Actually, one of the great things I find about this profession is that you learn so many new things every day from so many different people and from what you translate, of course, as well. And I'd actually say that curiosity and the thirst for understanding are crucial for translators. You need it to do, or them to do, your job. And if you actively look for knowledge, you can often find it or find somebody who has it. And I've been very, very lucky to learn so much from clients and so many different language professionals, both in my day jobs and through associations and conferences. With me, that started very young, actually. My father was a translator, and as a child, I bumped up my pocket money proofreading text with him. And that gave me an eye for detail and helped hone my love of language. Of course, hardly anybody has that advantage. And I'm glad to be able to pass on some of my knowledge to others.
The last question. What is more fun in your opinion? Translating texts, revising texts to check for correct translations, editing and rewriting to make texts sound better and fit their purpose? I would love to hear your views on that.
Fun. Define fun. It does depend a bit on the subject matter and the conditions you're working under. But I think my basic point is I don't really want to choose between them. They can all be satisfying if the scope of the work is correctly defined, if the input is interesting, and if it's of a high enough standard. In fact, doing a mix of things can prevent that same old feeling. And it also lets you see from different things from different perspectives. On the other hand, if the input is poor, then re-engineering it can be incredibly frustrating and inefficient. Getting it right first time is a core principle in the quality movement. Another thing is that starting a text from scratch is more personally creative, which is perhaps one reason why some translators only want to translate and not revise. And I myself don't offer revision as a standard service because it's not the best use of my time. But I will say that I learned a great deal about translation, about language quality and translator training from revising translations at my previous company. We had the policy there that nothing went out that hadn't been checked by one of the partners. And seeing the same problems and solutions and error categories come up time and time again was immensely instructive. And later on, this led me to develop the Pitfall seminars, which focus on that subset of words and issues that really do cause the most problems.
Thank you very much for sharing your views with us. It was very interesting.
Thank you very much for inviting me.